and welcome. This is Jean Carragher, President of Capstone Marketing. I'm delighted to be talking today with Kerry Reynolds, who was named the 2012 Rookie of the Year by the Association for Accounting Marketing. Kerry is a marketing and design professional with more than 5 years of experience working in diverse industries, including real estate, construction, nonprofit, pharmaceuticals, and professional services. In 2010, she joined Macias, Jeanney & O'Connell LLP, also known as MGO, a certified public accounting, consulting, and business management firm with 7 locations in California and Washington. Kerry is the firm's lead graphic designer and is responsible for extending MGO's award-winning Proud to be Boring Accountants platform into campaigns, as well as leading design and campaign efforts for the firm's subsidiary brand, IntelliBridge Partners. Kerry is the go-to person in Southern California for staff development and mentoring in the areas of networking and building relationships, as well as training administrative staff in proposal tools and best practices. She cheerfully wears additional hats: public relations coordinator, database manager, project liaison, vendor relationship guru, branding cop, copywriter, social media campaign manager, event coordinator, firm newsletter producer, and website developer. In addition to being passionate about marketing and design, Kerry is an active member in the community. She participates with nonprofit Future Leaders of Our Community and serves as a volunteer instructor with Boys Hope, Girls Hope in Orange County. In her spare time, although I don't know how she has any, Kerry prides herself on being a foodie, musicophile, and avid day trip traveler. Kerry, congratulations on being named the 2012 Rookie of the Year.
Thank you so much.
So in your brief time here in accounting marketing, what do you find is the greatest challenge in marketing CPA firms?
I think that the greatest challenge we have is getting the buy-in of the decision makers or our partner groups, because marketing is such a new part of accounting. I think sometimes it's hard to get them to kind of understand a lot of the strategies and concepts that we bring to the table as marketers.
Mm-hmm. So how do you do that? How do you gain the buy-in from your partners?
Well, you know, first of all, we have to understand that our potential clients don't necessarily have, they're not buying a tangible product. So I think that, understanding the services and then presenting that to the partner group so that they understand that we are, we are going to basically allow the client or the, potential customer to feel really comfortable with the services that we're offering. It's a very specific type of thing, financial services. So when we can get the client or the customer to feel safe, I think that the partner then feels safe and then can buy into the concept of marketing and the communication that we're putting out there.
So it sounds like you're trying to get the partners to put themselves in the shoes of their clients.
Exactly. Which I think a lot of times they're very hesitant to communicate to clients just because they're, it's a very touchy thing, finances and money. And so we want the partners to really understand that, it's okay to communicate to the client and to, to have them understand, who we are as a firm, as a brand.
Mm-hmm. Right. And this Proud to be Boring Accountants is a brand positioning that took some guts.
It did. It definitely did. And I think it was really risky. And we, from the initial get-go, we definitely had some people who were very hesitant about it. And then, eventually they started to warm up. But the results have been great because we've gotten noticed.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's helped you stand out in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. So, Kerry, tell me, I guess both personally and in general, what factors or skills do you feel enable accounting marketers to be successful?
I think creativity, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you can't take any situation and necessarily say that there's going to be only one strategy behind being successful. I think that if you can Be creative with the way that you approach, you know, problems. Your solutions are going to be a lot more successful.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, like with our brand, that made us very successful initially. And then what we can do with the brand now is take that and use it in a bunch of different communication channels, including direct mail, online, you know, all these different ways that we're touching our clients or potential clients. And, you know, that having a strong brand really can make you successful in all those other areas.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that, of course, has been a hot button more lately, because in my experience, when CPAs hear the word brand, there's a genuine misunderstanding about what that means. I think they automatically jump to, you know, $100,000 ad campaigns, and that's not what it is.
Yeah, it's definitely, I think, a fear trigger for a lot of accounting firms, just because accounting marketing has only been really established for, you know, not very long. Professional service marketing, services marketing hasn't been established for very long.
Mm-hmm.
So it is scary for them to feel like they have to have, you know, a brand that maybe is a little bit more risky, or, you know, something it's changed really that can
mm-hmm.
be that they can be fearful of.
Right. So which of your personal skills contributes most to your being successful within MGO?
I think that, you know, first and foremost, I keep myself up to date on a lot of the digital media, you know, search engine optimization and web stuff, because so much of what we do is online now. And that includes social media, LinkedIn, Facebook,
mm-hmm.
you know, Twitter. And, you know, keeping up to date on that stuff helps you to understand, you know, what's new and coming up in the industry. Also, I think because I do a lot of design work for the firm, my most invaluable, knowledge is my knowledge of design programs. So Adobe Creative Suite is probably the most valuable thing that I've basically educated myself on, and it's helped me to be the, you know, in-house graphic designer for MGO.
Right. How many people do you work with?
Your
marketing team, how many people do you have?
Yeah, we have a very small marketing team. It's actually, I have a director of marketing and then another counterpart
mm-hmm.
who is a business development coordinator.
Wonderful. Okay. So I can imagine between the three of you, you're very busy.
We are very busy, especially
right.
when we're working with over 200 professionals.
Right, right, and over 7 locations. So that just adds
mm-hmm.
a whole other element to it when you're all not in one place.
Yeah.
Carrie, what's your best piece of advice for other accounting marketers? Here you are, the rookie of the year. You've got some experience. You've been in the accounting industry a couple of years. What's your best piece of advice for other accounting marketers?
I think that, you know, one of the challenges that we have is, you know, not having a budget. So my best piece of advice is, you know, looking for other ways when you don't have the budget to get the job done. And I think that there are definitely, with the advent of social, you know, the advent of social media and online channels, there's creative alternatives that can really work to the firm's benefit to engage
mm-hmm.
leads. And then also, I think that staying up to date on current marketing trends in other industries is really helpful, because a lot of times they're a little bit more forward thinking in their strategies and their processes. And I think that educating or self-educating in those areas can be really helpful.
Right. Do you have any specific go-to resources that you do for that you would share with our listeners?
I use, for search engine optimization, I use a website called SEO Moz, which is a great resource because, you know, they have people from all different industries, you know, they gather information and they post that on their site. Other than that, you know, I read a lot of articles, just, you know, searching the web, looking for things that kind of come up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something, for instance, you know, if I'm looking for something in particular, I'll just Google it and, you know, find information or blogs that relates to that. And obviously using, you know, some, you know, kind of understanding that, you know, not everybody is giving 100% correct information. And, you know, you have to be a little cautious, but,
right.
but going ahead and just, you know, Googling it, I mean, it really helps, and then you find all sorts of information. A lot of the stuff that I do look up is very technical because I do try to educate myself, you know, through the web, you know, web HTML and that kind of stuff. So,
Right. Well, Google has changed our world, hasn't it?
It has.
Oh, gosh, right? So in turn, what is your best piece of advice for managing partners?
I think that, you know, change is scary, but I think if they trust their marketing team, change can be really great, especially since there are so many possibilities in accounting marketing, things that have not been done. I would challenge them to almost be more bold and risky with their marketing strategies and not to be afraid of client communication.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I understand that you've been in our industry just a couple of years, and that's why the award was Rookie of the Year. But with that said, what is your prediction for accounting marketing for the next 5 years?
For the next 5 years, I think that we are definitely going to have more of an online presence, in that we are definitely trying to be more of thought leaders, you know, connecting with potential clients and engaging, you know, not only the clients but also people that we're recruiting through these online channels, including social media. I think that that's going to happen a lot more. People are going to become a lot more comfortable with that. So it's not going to necessarily be, you know, just this referral basis. This referral base of gaining clients, but also this online presence of gaining confidence of clients through, you know, branding strategies and, you know, touches with these potential clients or anybody who is interested in, you know, having, you know, financial service help.
Right. And that's an interesting change that's occurring because, gosh, I remember at an AIM conference years ago, and someone mentioned getting statistics off of the website and optimizing websites, and you could hear like this hush in the room, like it was this big. Like, and of course, now we've totally passed by that, you know, like 100 years ago with all of these online tools that could be used. So it just has changed so quickly.
Yeah, I mean, even a lot of the seminars at AIM this year were very focused on digital, you know, digital and online presence. And they were very well attended, which is great because I think that obviously it's, you know, it's present and it's most important for, you know, people to understand right now.
Right. Okay. So you shared with us a couple of your out of work hobbies. So let me ask you a few questions.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite food?
Oh, geez, probably Mexican.
Oh,
it's because
okay.
I've grown up in Southern California all of my life, and we definitely have a large selection of Mexican food. So
right. Okay. And what's your favorite musical group?
Musical group. Oh, that's a really hard question. Well, it depends, and it changes constantly. But you know, I did go through this phase where I was you know, really interested in a lot of older music. So now, right now, let's see, who would it be? well, Steve Miller Band. He was one that I was listening to a lot lately. So Steve Miller Band is probably, you know, one that I always go back to a lot.
Right. See, and I was a generation where the Steve Miller Band was popular, like when it wasn't considered.
Yeah, well, that and Fleetwood Mac. I don't know. I go through these phases where I enjoy listening to a bunch of different music, but you know, Fleetwood Mac and Steve Miller Band and the boys coming back for some reason.
Okay. And you probably know what the next one is. What has been your best day trip ever?
My best day trip ever. Probably going down to Temecula, doing a little bit of wine tasting with friends. Over my birthday, I turned 30 this year, and we took a trip down there, and it was a great adventure, and we had a great time. So,
see, now that I'm in San Diego, I'll have to put that on my list of things to do.
Yeah, it's a great place. I love San Diego.
Excellent. Well, Carrie, thank you so much for your time today. Congratulations again on being named Rookie of the Year. It's very well deserved.
Thank you so much.
Great. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.